I'm surrounded by some pretty talented students. I'm going to ask each of you to introduce yourself, indicate where you go to school, what grade you're about to enter this fall, and if you have any shout-outs, this is the perfect time to do it. Then once everybody knows who's here, we'll talk a bit about what you're going to be up to. And I think I'll start with you, Emery. Hi.
Hi. My name is Emery Drain. I go to Sewickley Academy, and I'm entering 10th grade.
Hi, my name is Anthony Ferguson. I'm entering the 10th grade, and I go to Winchester Thurston.
Hi, I'm Andreas Ferguson. I'm entering 8th grade, and I also go to Winchester Thurston.
It's nice to have all three of you here today. Any shout-outs to anybody listening, or thank yous or acknowledgments?
Definitely our director, Kat Bruce. She's working really hard to organize our show.
And the ATC staff as a whole.
And our choreographers, Jordan Walker and Iona Bennett.
You've got a hardworking staff behind it. So let's talk a little bit about alumni theater in general, how long each of you has been involved, and what got you interested in getting involved with the organization itself. I'm sure your schools have theater companies too, but I know alumni theater company is kind of special. Anybody want to just feel free to jump in?
I've gone to ATC, well, this is my third season, my second full year, and I saw a show at ATC through my school. They invited us to come see a show, Totally Buggin', and I really enjoyed how they wrote the show instead of it being an already produced show, and I thought that would be really fun, so I asked one of my friends if they wanted to do it. They said sure, and then we auditioned. We both got in, and I've just loved it ever since.
So you actually had a chance to write a show and act it out rather than simply interpreting somebody else's words or even just reciting them. That had to be a cool opportunity. Any other thoughts? That was Andreas.
This is also my third season, but my second full year. And I got recommended to ATC when I was going into the sixth grade, but I didn't audition. I didn't actually audition until eighth grade, and then I got in, and I've just been there, and I've loved it.
Emery?
I came into ATC last season, and I got recommended it by my mom because I was looking for outside of school theater opportunities.
One thing I'm curious about is how ATC is different. I'm sure, as I said, that you've got great theater programs at your schools. Most schools do. But here you're in a different environment, and it gives you a chance to meet different people and to try new things. Is that one of the reasons that you come back? And I mean, it's probably a little less convenient. It's not right at school. You've got to go somewhere else. But what's the atmosphere there like?
It's just like a loving environment, and just like being with all new people you've never met. It's just like great to get to know people, because I'm not very great at like talking to people. But just with people who've never done shows before and stuff, well, with ATC, you get to just, like, show them around and, like, show them why ATC is ATC. And, yeah.
That's a really good way of putting it. And anything you'd like to add, Emery or Anthony?
I think that it's a really tightly knitted community, and it's great to be around people that, like, just aren't people that you see every single day. Yeah. I think it's, like, kind of a fresh part of the day.
And then there's like, you have your own, like, friend groups, and there's, like, people you, like, when you go to ATC, there's people you hang out with all the time. But once we, like, get, like, in the midst of a show, like, all of us can, like, come together, like, as an ensemble and become this tight group that can really put a show together.
Now, the show you have coming up runs June 26th, and then twice on June 27th. It's called Before It's Too Late. Were you all involved in writing the show?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about it. I'd just like to turn it over to you. How is it set? What happens without spoiling anything, but just a little bit about it. The title itself is very compelling, Before It's Too Late. It makes you wonder what it is that we have to get done before it's too late or that we have to think about. Can you tell me a little bit about the writing of it and the inspiration?
The show is about different issues happening in the world, and it's mainly about like spreading awareness and helping people to understand and hopefully do things about the world, like our current problems, before it's too late, hence the name.
And are these actual problems? So this is a contemporary play based on things that are happening now, or is some of it fiction?
Yeah, definitely all of them are basically things that could happen or are happening.
Okay, so it's grounded in reality, which is why I see in the language describing it begins with the world feels a little darker. The warning signs are hard to ignore, harder to ignore. And what was the writing process like?
We were given different topics to write about from our director, and there were like certain words she's given us. Like one of my scenes that I wrote, for example, one of our words was reflection. So we basically just wrote a scene like reflecting on like an apocalypse, I guess. And we just, there's like certain people that have like gotten taken in this apocalypse, and we just like reflect on how this apocalypse has made our life today.
That's cool. A starting word can get people going to try to create a scene. Do you recall any of the other words or methods that you use to come up with what would ultimately become scenes in the play?
Well, my group's word was cult, and we basically just wrote about like how people will try to get you to do things you don't want to do and try to influence you to do things. So we wrote it as a cult is trying to gain kids as group members.
Oh, wow. So cult as the inspiration. How many people were in your group, Andreas?
Four, including me.
And that takes it's not easy to get four active minds. Or how was it? Did you all coalesce pretty quickly, or did you have to bat it around somewhat?
We all took everyone's ideas, and we combined them together.
Excellent. And Emery, what word were you given?
Our group was given rebellion, and we basically wrote about a child who has been trapped in their room and is trying to escape from their parents.
And that's a bit allegorical, if not directly. So hopefully nobody has that exact experience, but the world can feel that way. So once you get these scenes mapped out, do you write dialogue or is there improv involved? What happens to get it to the stage from this early stage of conceptualization? How do you ultimately get to the stage? And I'm asking because I have no idea.
It really just depends on the group. But like my group, after we got our base ideas, we wrote it fully out. And then, we just went with the dialogue that we wrote out.
Okay, so the dialogue gets written. Did every group proceed in that same way?
Yeah.
And then your group ends up being the performers, or do you have roles for other members of Alumni Theater Company?
You can always include other people into your scenes, but usually we start out with the people in the group, and then you can either add people into your scene, or there's like little ensemble members that we add into the scene just to make the scene like more vibrant and just have more stuff going on.
So is and by the way, we're talking with Alumni Theater Company members Anthony, Emery, and Andreas. And before it's too late, June 26th and June 27th, you can find out more at alumnitheatercompany.org. So does the evening consist of your three portions, or are there some other groups that aren't here today?
There's other groups.
Yep.
So it's an evening of these, I'll call them scenes. It almost, to me, it seems like all of these scenes are connected by the thread Before It's Too Late and the response to it. So how long is a scene typically?
I would say maybe like 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So you watch. What's really cool then is, as an audience member, you get to see, you know, maybe half a dozen or so takes by youth on a particular issue. There's three represented here today. Three groups are represented, and there's a few others. So I was here in the audience, one right after the other, you get to see them. That's got to be really powerful. Are you all, have you rehearsed with the other groups yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a good sense of how it all comes together. That's a lot of work to put into it. You've got to be excited for the debut coming up. Any work sets that you need to develop, or tech? Or is it primarily just actors, or not just, but primarily actors on the stage?
Well, this upcoming week, it's our tech week, so we're going to start adding, like, lights and sound cues. But our sets, it's normally just blocks, but sometimes we use things like props and stuff just to add to the scene.
What a great thing. I don't know the theater very well, but I know it's pretty intimate, and hopefully folks will come by and actually visit for the first time. Can one of you talk about, it's at the Bel Nunn Theater, am I right?
Yes.
About that, the Black Box.
Yep.
Theater, and I wanted to get its exact address, unless one of you happens to know it offhand. I thought I had it in front of me a moment ago. Hamilton Avenue.
6601 Hamilton Avenue.
Thank you. 6601 Hamilton in Hopewood. So it's easy to get to. I know parking is pretty easy too. And June 26th at 7, and June 27th at 2 in the afternoon, and then at 7 at night. So there's three opportunities to see it. I'm excited about it, and it's got to be fun. It strikes me that doing a play this realistic, this contemporary, has got to be a milestone for each of you personally. Have you done anything like this before, where you've sort of used theater to address the current human condition? I mean, as current as it is right now.
I don't think I have personally. I think this is my first show really addressing real world issues. So I find that very, I don't know. I just think it's great that we were able to write this stuff down and put it into a show and have all these people come see it.
Yeah, I think it takes a lot of bravery to do that too, a lot of boldness to not only be the actor, but to be the one that came up with the concepts and the dialogue. Any comments, Emery or Andreas, from your perspective?
Yeah, I think that the show is a really great way to address real world problems, and it just shows how we, like, despite being teens, we are very much aware of what's happening in the world.
Absolutely. Possibly more so than others. I heard a great, and it's becoming true that between Juneteenth and July 4th is a period where we really ought to be thinking about civic engagement and the way the world works. We should be thinking about it all the time, but that those 2 days sort of mark a season where these kinds of thoughts can be stressed. Anything, Andreas, from your perspective about representing real issues, bringing them to life?
Yeah, I just think, like, it spreads awareness that, like, not only adults can do things, like, kids can change the future because we are the future.
Yeah, and that's the thing, I think, when you see alumni theater companies before it's too late, it's not acting, it's also writing, negotiating what those scenes are going to look like, and creating them in a way that you will be informed and also enlightened and entertained all at the same time. So alumnitheatercompany.org is where you can get more information. Now, I'm curious about each of you. Have you thought about what you might like to do after high school? I know it's early for all three of you, but any leanings yet?
I know I've thought about it. I think I want to pursue musical theater, and there's been like two or three colleges I've been really looking at, but the one that's really like sticking out to me is Temple, because I hear that they have a really good musical theater program, and I just want to be able to set myself up in a good way to pursue what I want to pursue.
That's Anthony. And Andreas?
Well, I haven't even made it to high school yet.
I was going to say, you're the youngest. Yeah. So.
I haven't really thought about it, but I think it is good to keep in mind, like, what I want to do.
Yeah, this is a tough question to answer at any age. I think even if you're a high school junior at some point. Emery, how about you?
After high school, I plan to go into hopefully nursing and become a midwife, as well as have acting on the side.
That's in all the years I've asked people about ideas for the future, I don't think I've heard the answer. Midwife is what inspired you to be interested in that?
I think hearing about all of the like issues going on with women's health and how midwives do help for women to advocate for themselves, especially like in the most vulnerable moment of their lives. It really inspired me, and I want to be able to help others.
That's great. I hope there's a ways to go yet, but all of you, I hope, whether it's the dream you have right at this point or the one that emerges as time goes on, achieves what you want to. And I also want to thank each of you for being here today. It's got to be a very busy time, especially with the play opening. And congratulate you on doing something few people of any age do, which is to take a stance and present it publicly to people. So thank you for doing that. Anybody have anything else they'd like to add?
I just wanted to talk a little bit more about the show. We do have a lot of scenes in the show, but we do also sing and dance in the show too. We're dancing to I think we have one song we dance to, and then we have like a dance mix with a whole bunch of songs in it, and then we have like we sing to all three of our songs that we have. So that you'll also be seeing scenes and some songs too.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's not just monologues or dialogues. You've got people on stage dancing and presenting music. Anybody playing instruments, or is it mostly dance?
In the last song of the show, we do have another ensemble member, Ian. He will be playing his guitar to the last song. So,
nice. Yeah. Any other additions?
I just think that we should definitely be thinking about the arts a lot more. I think that all of us have been working really hard, and it's important to be thinking about the arts too, rather than like sports and stuff.
Yeah, arts, as you've heard, if you've been listening closely, people talk about the value of sports. Well, here's something that required teamwork and concentration and, you know, a lot of hard work and all of the things that one thinks are unique to sports also come through the arts too. So thank you for mentioning that, Emery. Thanks to all three of you for being here. Andreas, you good?
Yeah.
Nothing else to add. Thanks. And here's to a great show coming up June 26th and 27th at the Belknap Black Box Theater, 6601 Hamilton Avenue, alumnitheatercompany.org for more details.